If you didn't set up a login on it, then you just come in as guest and it should take you straight in. Amen. All right. So in the interest of time, while others try to navigate the system, try to join, you know, I know it's kind of technical. It's kind of technical, but I pray for godly wisdom that they will just click on guest instead of trying to put in password and log in each time. Just click on guest, you know. Yes. So let us pray. Let us pray as the others join. Amen. Amen. Lord, we just thank you for your Holy Spirit. We know, mighty God, that we can do nothing by ourselves. We have to rely on you. And not that we want to do anything by ourselves. We want to completely depend on you, mighty God. We recognize how inadequate we are and how much we need to lean on you in order, mighty God, to go where you have us to go. And so as we are here in this format for Bible study, we pray your holy presence be with us, mighty God. We pray, God, that you will open up our spiritual appetite so as your word would come, it will sit in us and it will do in us, mighty God, what we cannot do for ourselves. We pray, mighty God, that the liberty that your Holy Spirit brings will be our portion this evening. I pray, mighty God, that as we take part in one way or the other, whether worshiping, reading, praying, whatever we do, mighty God, we pray that you will enable us. You will remove fear from us, mighty God. You will remove timidity from us and cause us to be bold because your spirit comes with boldness and the power. Yes, Lord. And so this evening, we pray, mighty God, that studying will be easy. And you, mighty God, will dwell with us in a real way that even after we leave this platform, that we'll be empowered by your word. We pray for fertile soil in the name of Jesus, that as your word go forth, it will fall on soil that is already plowed up with the Holy Spirit, already prepared, mighty God. Yes, mighty God, I pray for soil that is ready to receive your word even now. We come against every distraction. We come against everything that would interfere with this presentation in the name of Jesus. I pray, mighty God, that everything of darkness will be subside even now. I pray, mighty God, that you will intercept every plan of Satan against this ministry. Come against it with the fire of the Holy Ghost. And we decree and we declare that this work that you have started will stand this test of time. In the name of Jesus, you said in your word that upon this rock, hallelujah, the rock of Jesus, you have built your church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And so, Lord God, with power of the anointing of the Holy Spirit, I pray, mighty God, that you will stand with your people and for your people, that you will light up our atmosphere, mighty God, and cause it to be conducive to worship in the name of Jesus. Cause us, mighty God, hallelujah, to look to you from whence cometh our help. I pray, mighty God, for all who may be having ill health even now.
Jesus.
I interrupt, mighty God, every plan of Satan as he'd want to inflict any wound on your people. I come against it with the blood of Jesus even now. We remember in scriptures, Lord, that even a common fever you rebuke in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord God, we are comfortable with no sickness.
God,
we are not harboring any sickness, not even a common cold, not even a headache, mighty God. We are not harboring it. We denounce it from the very outset in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord God, we're not pushing it up. We're not pushing up any depression because we realize how subtle the enemy is and how you want to come in, mighty God, like an angel of light. But we come against it with the power and the blood of the eternal covenant even now. And we speak healing over every pain in the name of Jesus. Every pain must go in Jesus' mighty name. We are your people, mighty God. And we are here to focus on your word. We have no time, mighty God, to be thinking about any ache or no pain even now. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Set at liberty your people to worship. As I tell you thanks in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. And amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So sweet to trust in Jesus.
Amen.
I got this word.
Amen.
I got this word this morning. I don't know who it's for, but the Lord would give me this word. You know, I took my portion of it. As a matter of fact, I took all of it too. But I don't know who else this word would go for. It's coming out of Jeremiah chapter 1. And verse 10, it's a very common scripture, but for some reason during my prayer time this morning, it came up. The Lord will say, see, I've set before you this day over nations and over kingdoms to pluck up
and to
break
down,
to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant.
Yes.
Thus said the Lord God Almighty.
Thus said the Lord.
And to plant, to pluck up, to pull down, to tear down.
Oh, yes.
So I don't know who among us this evening, apart from myself, who have something to pluck up, who have something to pull up and to tear down.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I don't know who, apart from myself, have something to break down and to destroy, to build and to plant. It's a time of building strong, people.
Strong words.
Amen. It's a time of building. It's not a time for us to sit idle by. It's a time when we should pluck up some stuff, tear down some stuff, root out some stuff. Amen. And to rebuild, to overthrow and to rebuild in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. As we had asked Sister Allison to come with, Sister Ava indeed, to come with our first lesson is taken from Exodus 10, verse 1 to 11. And as she prepare to read, we're looking at the plagues still. We are at number 8. Of 10. We have come a far way, and to God be the glory. We have learned so much. I have learned so much from the studying of these plagues, and I hope you too have learned from it. You know, I hope you too have gotten something from it to take home and stuff. And I give you thanks. Amen.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, so,
amen.
Yes, so, the first plague we look at was the water turning into blood. Then we look at the frogs, look at the lice, we look at the flies. Oh man, these things are really plague. Frogs, lice, flies. I don't know who like frogs.
Frogs.
Maybe only the people who eat them maybe like them. Maybe even them there are scared of it when it's alive, too.
Yes.
You know, yes, the lice, the flies. I don't know who would like lice and flies.
Darkness. You know,
livestock disease. Your animals getting disease.
What?
You know, boils, having boils, having hailstorm, locust. Yeah. You know, locust is something that have a plow. That have a plow in its at the front of it, you know, it would plow up everything in its way, destroy, you know. And then we're going to look at darkness and death. We're at locust tonight. So a massive swarm of locusts covered the land, devouring all remaining crops and vegetation, leading to a severe famine. And you remember The one before the locust was the ale. The ale destroyed the entire place, you know. It was the ale that caused Pharaoh to repent and say, oh God, I have sinned. I have sinned this time. Nobody liked to hear the thunder rocking. You know, we could hear some thunderstorm and some thunderstorm and some lightning. When I used to live in Trelawney, you know, you see the lightning flash from way out. And when that come, it lick out even the very light. It lick out even, yet how powerful it is when that thunder rumble. And that may be about 3 or 4 thunder and lightning or whatever. But this was a continuous thunder and lightning right through and hailstorm. You know, that they were experiencing. So when Pharaoh heard those thunder from Almighty God, when he heard it high clap, not even bomb or anything sound so dreadful and powerful. When he heard that, he called Moses and Aaron and said, I have sinned, I am wrong, and God is right. I and my people are wicked. That's what Pharaoh said when he heard the thunderstorm and stuff. You know, I wonder if he had a bed that he could run underneath the bed. Or maybe even underneath the bed, refuse him. You know, but he said, I and my people are wicked when he heard the thunderstorm and that. And so, and everything was messed up. And now comes the locust to finish off Egypt. So we invite Sister Ava to come with the first lesson. God bless you as you read, my sister.
Amen, amen. So the first lesson is coming from Exodus 10, I'll read in from verse 1 to 11, and I'll read from the New International Version. Then the Lord said to Moses, go to Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart and the hearts of his officials, so that I may perform these signs of mine among them, that you may tell your children and grandchildren how I dealt harshly with the Egyptians and how I performed my signs among them, and that you may know that I am the Lord. So Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and said to him, this is what the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, says, how long will you refuse to humble yourself before me? Let my people go, so that they may worship me. If you refuse to let them go, I will bring locusts into your country tomorrow. They will cover the face of the ground so that it cannot be seen. They will devour what little you have left after the hail, including every tree that is growing in your fields. They will fill your houses, those of all your officials and all of the Egyptians. Something neither your parents nor your ancestors have ever seen from the day they settled in this land till now. Then Moses turned and left Pharaoh. Pharaoh's officials said to him, how long will this man be a snare to us? Let the people go so that they may worship the Lord their God. Do you not yet realize that Egypt is ruined? Then Moses and Aaron were brought back to Pharaoh. Go worship the Lord and your God, he says. But tell me, who will be going? Moses answered, we will go with our young, our sons and our daughters, and with our flocks and herds, because we are to celebrate a festival to the Lord. Amen. Pharaoh said, the Lord be with you. If I let you go along with your women and children, clearly you are bent on evil. No, have only the men go and worship the Lord, since that's what you have been asking for. Then Moses and Aaron were driven out of Pharaoh's presence. This is the ending of the reading of God's holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God. Amen. Amen.
Thanks be to God.
Yes. Sister Heather, is the transcript working on Brother Gary's phone?
It appears so. It doesn't look so. He tried to get on.
Yes.
It's working.
Yes, please put the caption on. Yeah.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Yes, so out of all the plagues that have gone on so far, this eighth plague of locusts is one of the only plagues that Pharaoh is willing to strike a deal on. Yeah, he don't want it. He don't want the locusts because he know without a shadow of a doubt that he's going to come, just like with the other plagues. It happened as the man of God said it would happen. You know, and he want to strike a deal on it. His servant warned him to let the people go. Yeah, his servant warned him to let the people go. And his servant even said to him that Egypt is already ruined. What more can we take? You know, everything that could be shaken is already shaken. And Egypt is at its lowest width. No, it has been destroyed. It has been ruined. Just let the people go. That's what the servant was saying to Pharaoh. But you see what hard years bring.
Yes.
Hard years will always bring suffering. You know, because it seems like somehow stick must be broken in Pharaoh's ears that he cannot hear and I cannot take heed, or he's underestimating the power of Almighty God. You know, you see, these last plagues that are coming on, you know, you realize that Pharaoh did not call for the magicians, the scientists.
No.
He didn't bother to call for the Wobeman, them, you know. Because he realized that they are not effective.
No.
He realized that they cannot. The last time we heard one of the magicians spoke was when a plague happened and he said, "This is the finger of Almighty God." Yeah, he said, "This is the finger of Almighty God." And so powerful was that plague that he don't want to feel the hand of God. He said, "This is the finger of and they cannot manage it." Amen. So Pharaoh had done away with the magicians and stuff. And the advisors now telling him to let the people go because Egypt is ruined. So Pharaoh sent back for Moses and Aaron and want to know who will go. He want to know who am I going to let go? Pharaoh is saying, who am I going to let go? And Moses said he want every jack, man plus animal.
Yes.
And Pharaoh said, no, take the men alone and go and worship. He want the children and he want the women and he want the animals to stay. He don't want to let anyone else go apart from just, he said, take the men and you go and offer sacrifice and worship in the wilderness. You know, go and worship in it, just take the men. And Moses said, no, he going to take everything. He not even going to leave a oof. Not even as much as that. He's going to leave down there. So the deal was forfeited from the very outset, from the very inset of it. No deal.
Yes.
No deal was made.
Mm-hmm. But can I say something, interject here?
Yes.
Pharaoh used his brain. Because in the Hebrew culture, they always worship together. Men, women, everybody. But him want him not to only take the men alone. He was using his brain.
Yes.
And you notice Moses never get to respond to him because he run them out from before him, Aaron and Moses.
Yes.
Yes. So Moses wouldn't take the men alone because the whole population worship together.
Yes. Yeah. And it was the whole population that was praying. Remember why Moses was there as a deliverer? Because
yes.
Israel was praying to God for deliverance because they had been in slavery for over 400 years. And they said, enough is enough. The entire Israel, they were praying for deliverance. So why would they settle for a deal that only include only the 6,000 men, the 600,000 men?
Yeah.
You know, they said no deal. No deal with that. So Pharaoh, he got the locust. You know? Yes. Pharaoh, but Moses told Pharaoh everything, including the animals, would go.
Everything,
every living thing, including animals, would go. And Pharaoh didn't like it, so he preferred to take the chances with the locust. And we're going to see what happened. He preferred to chance the locust. The locusts were brought by an east wind.
Yes.
Yeah, it was brought in. Almighty God caused the locust to be brought in by an east wind. And we're going to see later on that it was removed by a west wind.
You see what I mean?
Okay.
And the way God moved them was to the Red Sea. God removed the locusts from Egypt to the Red Sea. And it was, and we're going to see later on too, that is through the Red Sea that Moses would have had a path to go into the wilderness.
Yes.
So everywhere. And the locusts now, these dreadful little creatures, they ate everything that remained from the eel, from the eel stump. They eat down the wall of Egypt. They destroyed. You know? And then again, Pharaoh came and said, and confess this time again, just like what he did with the plague of the eel. He said, "I have sinned."
You have sinned.
Yes. Pharaoh said in verse 27 of Exodus 9, he said, "Yes, I have sinned." You know,
and God then we want mercy.
Yes, I want mercy. And then we see again him confessing that he has sinned in this same plague. In verse 16 to 17, and he said, Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron in haste. He called for them, tell them to make haste and come. And he said, "I have sinned against the Lord your God and against you. Now therefore forgive, I pray, my sin only this once, and entreat the Lord your God that he may take away from me this death only."
It is enough.
Yeah, he said, "It is enough. I have sinned. Just take them and go, whatever." And you want us? I'm going to put it to you this evening that the attitude of Pharaoh and how he dealt with his transgression, it would cause me to look how similar our own people and our whole would treat God and his word. You know, many would be quick to make promises to God. Many would be quick to make promises to serve God. Maybe after hearing a powerful word from a preacher man or a powerful word somewhere, they would say, okay, they're going to stop. They're going to break up their fallow ground and follow Jesus. But as quickly as the music stopped playing, as quickly as they would reach home, or as quickly as they could, as they would move from that situation, they would quickly forget the promise that they have made to Almighty God, just like Pharaoh.
When
Pharaoh realized that there was a remedy, or there was an antidote for what he has been going for the plague that was upon him, he forget the promise that he has made with Almighty God, and he revert to his path. Position even worse than he was before. You know, but God is so merciful. You know, God is quick. He's quick to forgive. And it is not his will for any to perish, but all should come to repentance. It's not his will. So he's long suffering. You remember what Second Peter 3 and verse 9. It said, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness."
Yes.
The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long suffering to us ward, not willing for any to perish, but all should come to repentance. We see how long suffering God is, even to us as a people. He hold his hand of mercy. You know, I like the songwriter that said, "When sin demands justice for my soul, mercy said no." That's the mercy of Almighty God. When sin demands justice for my soul, Mercy said no. You know, so even in the light of everything that is going on in Egypt, God still showed mercy. Mercy said no.
Mercy. And
so, yes, mercy said no. So, plague number 9 is darkness over the entire place. A thick darkness enveloped Egypt for 3 long days. It was impossible for the Egyptian to move about or even to see each other. It was a thick darkness. And as we would invite Sister Allison to come with the second lesson taken from Exodus 10, verse 21 to 29, as she prepared that lesson. Yes, there was a thick darkness. You know, a darkness that you can't even see anything around you. It was so dark that it kept the Egyptians inside their house.
Oh,
and
Lord.
I want you to note that all these plagues that are happening in Egypt, it didn't affect the people of God, that's the Israelites.
No.
It didn't affect them. So though there were darkness in Egypt, there was none over where the Israelites were. They were in Goshen.
Yeah.
They occupied the land in Goshen, and they were safe and secure in the Savior's arms. Yeah, God preserved them. God covered them. So I don't want people of God to be perturbed or to misinterpret God's blessing when you see things start to happen around you. I don't want you to get swell-headed, or I don't want you to get scared of anything when you see things start to happen around you. Don't believe, don't you ever, for one moment, think that God has brought you thus far to leave you. Don't be in the same attitude as the unbelievers. You know, don't be in the same attitude of them, because even though it may come in your surrounded or in your era, it will not affect you, it will not harm you, because the Almighty God has preserved and protect his own.
Oh, yes.
Even if there is famine on the land, God has made a way so that you and I can be contained within the extent of the famine. If we only trust him, he's the one that makes the way clear. He's the way maker, the miracle worker, the light in the darkness. And no matter where you are, he knows where you are. The songman said that there is no shadow that he won't light up.
Yes.
No mountain that he won't climb up. No wall that he won't kick down, coming after you and me.
Thank you, Jesus.
So wherever our position is today, God knows where it is, because he's the one that hides us in the cleft of the rock and covers us there with his hands. He's the one that have a protective coat over us, that build up some garrison around us so that no enemy can't infiltrate us with any dart from anywhere. It's a reflection, and it will just ricochet from off that wall up that God has prepared for us, his people. So Israel is there in Goshen, and Egypt is right there that they can see. I know, do I have a witness here this evening that ever witness a rain falling in on your side of land, but none falling over by your neighbor?
Yes.
It will be falling. Mm-hmm. It will be falling rain on your property here, and none falling over there. They could be out there not getting wet, but if you come out, you'll get wet, and vice versa. You know, so it was the same situation that was happening in Egypt, where the Israelites were safe, and the Egyptians, they were on a side of doom. Amen. And so I want to invite Sister Allison to come with the second lesson from Exodus 10, reading from 21 to 29. Sorry about that. Yes.
The plague of darkness. Exodus 10, 21 to 29. Then the Lord said to Moses, I'm reading from the New Living Translation.
Okay, sis.
Then the Lord said to Moses, lift your hand toward heaven, and the land of Egypt will be covered with a darkness so thick you can feel it. So Moses lifted his hand to the sky, and a deep darkness covered the entire land of Egypt for 3 days. During all that time, the people could not see each other, and no one moved. But there was light as usual where the people of Israel lived. Finally, Pharaoh called for Moses. Go and worship the Lord, he said, but leave your flocks and herds here. You may even take your little ones with you. No, Moses said, you must provide us with animals for sacrifices and burnt offerings to the Lord our God. All our livestock must go with us too. The hoof can be left behind. We must choose our sacrifices to the Lord our God from among these animals, and we won't know how we are to worship the Lord until we get there. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart once more, and he would not let them go. Get out of here, Pharaoh shouted at Moses. I'm warning you, never come back to see me again. The day you see my face, you will die. Very well, Moses replied. I will never see your face again. Here endeth the reading of God's holy word.
Amen.
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 The Lord, the word of the
thank
Lord.
You. Thank you, sis. Thank you, sis. Thank you, sis. Pharaoh tell him to get tell Moses to get out of here. He don't want to see him again. And yeah. He said, the day that he see Moses again, he will die. Moses said, you said well.
Yeah,
whatever day I see you, whatever day you see me again, death will be already roaming in the land.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So and you realize with the plague, with the plague of darkness. The plague of darkness. It occurs without warning. It occurs without warning. You remember the other plagues, the other 8 plagues before that. God warned them first, you know, and tell them exactly what would happen. But this plague of darkness, it just God just sent Moses to just initiate it immediately. And it's proved to us what Proverb 29 verse 1 says. You remember Proverbs 29, verse 1? I mentioned it last week, I think, or the week before. Proverbs 29, verse 1 says that a man that is often warned and do not take heed, he will be suddenly cut off, and that without remedy.
Remedy.
Yes. A person that is often warned and they don't take heed, they don't give a biscuit about the warning that is taking place, they will be suddenly cut off, and it without remedy. They can't to when it hit, when the rubber hit the road, it's going to be too late for them to even get any remedy from it. Suddenly cut off. And that's what happened. The plague of darkness just come on them suddenly. You know? And it was there for 3 days. And so thick was there that they had challenges moving around. And you realize what God would have been doing this time.
My God.
You know that the children of the people of Egypt, the Egyptian, they worship many false gods, you know. Anything that they see. They want to worship it. They want to worship the sun. They want to worship the animals. They want to worship graven images. They want to worship wood. They want to worship stone. Anything that they see, they want to make it be an instrument or a focus of worship. And that's what God is, not trying to do, but that's what God is doing. When you see so much plagues came upon Egypt, it's to fight against the many gods of Egypt. That's what God is doing. Fighting against the many gods. To let the Egyptian know that their God is inadequate, insufficient, not able to do anything. None at all. Zero. And so, And so God would cause these many plagues to come up. And you see the plague of darkness, people of God. The plague of darkness. It keep them in their houses for 3 days. During that time, they see no sun coming up to worship no sun. And in that time, they see how inefficient the sun God is at that moment. Inefficient. It can't even shine itself without God enlightening it. Unless God shine it, it can't even shine itself. And so inefficient was it. And it even break the rituals because there were people of false gods worship. And they couldn't come out to worship their false god. They couldn't even see their idols during that time.
Yes.
God, praise God. Hallelujah.
It was so dark that they couldn't even see what they would put above their gods. Mm-hmm. What they would put above God. They couldn't even see it for 3 long days.
Yes.
So my question is, what are you turning to? Or what will you ever turn to when Almighty God remove your symbol of worship? Will you turn to when God remove your symbol of worship? Your worship is described as whatever is taking up your time, most of your time. That's what you worship. Anything that is taking up most of your time, that's what you worship.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, you're not getting any.
If it is your job, if it is your house, your car, if it is your money, if it is alcohol, if it is secular music or whatever it is that you are devoting your time to, that is your worship. And that is what taking away your time from God. When darkness comes upon your element of worship, what then will you do?
Yes.
When you recognize that no safety you can find in whatever you're placing your attention to, when you find that there is no help in the things, in the creation, you forget about the creator and you turn to the creation, the things that God has created, and you start to put your worship and your praise in it. What going to happen when darkness come upon it and you can't even see it to worship it?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I am confident. And I am convinced that the God that I worship and praise in spirit and in truth, I can worship him in every situation that I am. I can worship him any day that I choose, every day. I don't want to choose a one day to worship my God because I want him to be the symbol. I want him to be the very element of my worship. I reach a stage where I have made up my mind. No turning back. And I have made up my mind that my worship is not for things that will disappear or that will bring corruption. My worship is in the things that is incorruptible. I am not worshiping God for what he can, for the house or the land or the car or whatever he can give me. I tell God I don't want a iota of that. I just want him to worship him for who he is.
In spirit and in truth. Hallelujah.
Whether or not I have clothes or nothing, I just want to worship God for who he is. I don't want to worship God because I am seeking him for some money or I am seeking him for some anything that I can hold my hand. I don't want that. I just want to worship him for who he is.
Spirit and in truth. Yes.
In spirit and in truth. You know, I want to set my affection on the things that are above, where Christ seated on the right hand of God. I want to set my affection on the things that are in glory. I don't want to have no hole, no strong hole on anything here on earth that would cause my eyes to be turned off the prize and to let me forget who I am and who God has called me to be.
You are in God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Many people in my surrounding may find me funny. Many people in my surrounding I just don't fit in anymore because I am looking at the bigger picture right now because I know that there is a heaven to glorify, a God to glorify, and a hell to shun.
And
I don't want hell to be my portion because it's eternal. And the things that I realize that is happening now in the spirit, there is no way it can happen without Almighty God in the midst. I realized that when I changed my life and said, to God be the glory, when I changed my life and said, to worship you, I live. When I changed my life and said, I'm going to come out from my current situation and go into something that God has directed me to, I realize that a difference has taken over my life. And it only happened because there is a real God.
Amen.
Yes. If you, I challenge anyone here tonight, if you're unsaved and you're listening to me, and I challenge you, just say yes to God and you'll realize so much difference start to happen in your life.
Yes.
The whole house, the whole hell break loose. Everything now start become a challenge to you. Everything now, it just, and when I first started out and I realized it happening, I said, no, God, everything that I put my hand to is not working out anymore. It's like I'm up against a real challenge.
Yes.
You know, a real challenge. And then I realized that, you know, if you want anyone that will live godly must suffer persecution.
Yes.
And it's not going to be like a bed of roses anymore, because you have denounced the plans. You have denounced the hidden things of darkness. You have denounced the devil and his plans and his scheme. And you have taken up the cross and you're following Jesus. You are no pledge. You have no pledge and allegiance to the Lamb. To the Lamb of God, you are no pledge and allegiance to him, and you seek to follow him with all you do, and you're going to come upon some real oppositions. And when you come upon those oppositions, know for sure that God is with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He's your strength. And the more the opposition comes up, know for sure that you have angels all around you ministering unto you. You have the Holy Spirit in you, enlightening you and taking you through victoriously. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So Pharaoh is willing to let everyone go except the animals. at this point, he want the women, these children, and the men. He want them to go except the animals.
Mm-hmm.
And you know why? You know why he want, especially want the animals? The animals, when it, anytime Moses touch something on the animals, it affect Pharaoh so much, because he know that anyhow he let the animals go, the people of Egypt would stone Pharaoh to death, because they love the animals to worship them. They don't want to lose the animals.
Worship them.
They want to worship the animals. And so Pharaoh would not dare to say, take the animals and go on to. So the animals would worth more to Pharaoh than anything else. They were his prized possession, because it was his element of worship. He want the animals there to worship them. But Moses won't leave without the animal. Mm-mm. The animals are needed to be sacrificed to atone. The animals are needed to atone for the sins of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Without the shedding of blood, there is no remittance of sin. And the animals, the blood sacrifice have to be made for the remittance of sin. Amen? And we see that the ninth plague, that is the darkness, was the only one that Pharaoh did not ask Moses to remove. Yes, instead he run out Moses because it affects his animals. So he run out Moses and said, don't come back here. I don't want to see you again. Anytime I see you again, you will die. You know, Moses said, you have well said. You have well said. You have well said. We're going to see how it goes. And so the next plague, the final plague, number 10, the death of the firstborn.
Death.
And
death.
As Brother Emmanuel would prepare to read Exodus 12, verse 29 to 31. You know, as he finds that portion. The death of the firstborn, it is the final plague. It was a sudden death on all the firstborn, including animals too, you know. And even the firstborn among animals would die.
Firstborn.
Yes, even the firstborn. And it affects all of Egypt except Israel, except the children of Israel. Everything happened except the children of Israel. God told, give Israel a particular instruction to to kill lamb and our goat, kill lamb or goat, and put the blood upon their doorposts. And the two doorposts, left and right, and also on the lintel and the top of it. Put the blood, put the covering all around there. You know? And he said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. The death angel will pass over you. Brother Emmanuel, are you ready with that portion, sir?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Praise God.
Go ahead.
Okay. And it came to pass that at midnight the Lord smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon. And all the firstborn of cattle and Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. And he called for Moses and Aaron by night, and said, rise up and get up forth from among my people, both ye and the children of Israel, and go serve the Lord, as ye have said. Also, take your flocks and your herds, as ye have said, and be gone, and bless me also.
Amen. 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 So you see what is happening now?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. So the all the firstborn, because of Pharaoh's stubbornness and his hardening, it caused them to die. And Pharaoh could reach home to Pharaoh that God is a God of judgment. When Pharaoh realized that it's happening in his own household, the very next Pharaoh, because I tell you from the beginning that Pharaoh is a procession of kings that would rule. It's no particular one person that is named Pharaoh, but you have Pharaoh coming down from generation to generation. One Pharaoh succeeded, another Pharaoh going down and down. You know, so his son would become the next Pharaoh.
Yeah.
His firstborn, and that one died in the attack, in the midnight cry. And you see the preparation how God would prepare. You see the preparation how God would prepare for this judgment to come upon them. God would tell Moses to tell the children of Israel to prepare themselves. You tell them to go to the Egyptians and borrow the gold, whatever gold or prize possession they have. Borrow it and take it, because they're not going to need it anyway. They're not going to need it any at all anyway. So they go, and God could cause them, the Egyptian, to lend the Israelites their jewelries and stuff. And then they would get the goat or the lamb, whichever they have, to get the goat and the lamb. And prepare it. God would show them how to prepare it for the sacrifice, because that's the Passover sacrifice. And he said, make this time be the first month, the first month of the year. Change the order of things. Change the time itself. Let this be the first month. And God would tell them how to prepare the sacrifice. He said, after you finish shedding the blood and putting the blood on your doorpost, eat the meat, feast upon the meat of the lamb, feast upon the meat of the goat, you know, eat it, and don't, everything you're consuming, consume it that same night, because tomorrow is a brand new day. You're going to move out of Egypt that very next day. So full up your tank, and whatever you have, leave behind.
Hallelujah.
Whatever you have left behind, you don't eat that portion.
Yes.
Destroy it, burn it, throw it away, burn it. You know, and he said God would prepare them in such a way, so systematically and so instrumentally, that at midnight, when the midnight cries, there are some dangerous things that can happen at midnight, people of God.
Oh yes. Hallelujah.
some dangerous thing that can happen at midnight. You realize that it's nighttime, people get affected and get sick and all of that. Most people get sick overnight. There's an overnight demon. There's an overnight demon that keep roaming about, you know, and the demons are so barefaced. They are so shameless that they would want to attack you even when you are sleeping. They don't want to face you when you're awake. But when nighttime come, midnight, you better cover yourself. Cover yourself under the blood before you even close your eyes. Because there are some overnight demon that would come to disrupt your circumstances and your surroundings. When you wake up sometime, you have all headache to the fighting that you're having in your sleep and in your dream. To all those overnight demons would come to attack you. So be prepared. Be properly covered as each day to fight against those very attack from those overnight demons. The midnight cry, you remember the ten virgins, the five wise and the five foolish. It was midnight. It was a midnight cry that they had. You remember when Paul and Silas was in prison and they cry, they start to sing songs of praise and worship. It was a midnight that they got that breakthrough and stuff. So be vigilant. Good things can happen when you are vigilant at midnight.
Yes.
Good
Amen.
Things can happen. And if you're not vigilant at midnight, bad things can happen.
Oh God.
Night. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 And so with that said, we have finished all the plagues of Egypt. We have finished all the plagues, and to God be the glory. I hope that you have learned something from it to take away with you. And as Sister Terian prepared to come to close off in prayer, it's 3 minutes to nine. And I don't want to go too much into your time. So our sister Terian would prepare to come on in prayer. Any feedback from the floor? Amen. Any feedback, any prayer requests? Sister Terian would come to close off for us. Any prayer requests? Yes. Always the feedback from teams. Are you hearing me clearly and properly?
Good, good, good.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes.
Clear,
brother. Amen.
How is the knee problem?
Mommy Bright, how is the knee?
And thank God it's coming and it's not too bad. Thank
God. We are still at it.
Amen.
We still need prayer for Heather. She's concerned this surgery.
Okay.
All right.
So you have Sister Bright knee and you have Sister Heather impended surgery. And any other prayer requests? Amen.
General prayer for me, Brother Scott.
Yes, Sister Elder Edwards, prayer for Elder Edwards. Bless Amen. The Lord. Bless Amen. The Lord. Amen. 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 All right.
Prayer for us overall.
For
all of us on the platform.
Think of
God's strength.
Amen. I want to welcome any first-time member that we have online here. I want you to know that we are family and be free to come back every Saturday. We have come to the end of it in meeting. But next week, Saturday, and come worship with us. You know, we give God thanks for you. Let me see if I can see anyone here. Jamal, we welcome you in the name of Jesus. Sister Shelley, you're here. Bless the Lord for you. Brother Scott, Brother Emil, bless the Lord, my brother. Sister Erica Foster, God bless. I haven't seen in a long time since I think it was from, we had that function back in St. Elizabeth. Yes, it's so good that you could join us all the way from St. Elizabeth, Jamaica. We bless God for you, my sister Erica. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Let me see if I see any. Danique, sister Danique, bless God for you.
Yeah.
Bless God for you. You're here with us. Bless the Lord for you, and I hope you'll get something to strengthen you during this time. Sister Dimple, sister Lyria, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. You know, thank God, sister Jackie, sister Terry, sister Camille, sister Shelley. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, we bless God for you all, and we pray God's richest blessing over your life.
Thank you, thank
and over
you.
Your family. Amen. Over your family, I pray Jesus over every situation that you have are going through. Amen. Sister
Jesus.
Yes, yes. Sister Terrian.
Brother Scott, I'm here.
Bless Hallelujah. The Lord. Bless One, the Lord, Sister Terry.
We thank the Lord for tonight's word and for his presence
Hallelujah.
Among us.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I will rely yes, on the Lord. Holy Spirit to lead me into prayer.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. And kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about, there's just something about,
Hallelujah.
There's just something about
Hallelujah.
That name. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus.
Oh God, yes, Lord.
Jesus. There's just something. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
About your name.
Yes, Lord. Jesus, Jesus.
Master. Savior.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Jesus. Like a fragrance.
Jesus.
After the rain. Lord,
oh God.
Kings and kingdoms,
Jesus, Jesus,
they will all pass away. There is something about, hallelujah, there's
Jesus.
Just something
hallelujah.
About, Lord, there is something,
yes,
something about
hallelujah.
Your name,
Jesus,
hallelujah.
Jesus. Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus. I said, Lord, there is something about mighty
hallelujah.
God. Something about there
Jesus.
Is something
hallelujah.
About your name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless yeah. the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There is something about your name, Lord God Almighty.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Kings
Lord.
And kingdoms. Pharaohs and leaders, mighty
Hallelujah.
God, they will all pass away. But there's something about
something
the name
about
of Jesus.
Name.
Hallelujah. In the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hell trembles at the name of Jesus.
God.
Every knee must bow and every tongue confess that you are Lord, mighty God. At your
Hallelujah.
Name, Lord God, healing. Hallelujah takes place. At your name,
Jesus.
Mighty God, deliverance.
Yes, Lord.
must take place, yes, in the Lord. Name of Jesus. At the name, yes, of Jesus, hallelujah, transformation, hallelujah, must come. And tonight we welcome your Holy Spirit. Tonight we worship you.
Yes,
tonight,
Lord,
we lift you up, mighty God. Mighty God, tonight we thank you for the peace that your name brings. Tonight we thank you, Holy Spirit, hallelujah, because there's a something about your sweet name, your Holy Spirit, hallelujah, hallelujah, that comes with us tonight. Oh, God, to teach us, to edify us through your word. I just want to give you thanks for the opportunity that we have,
yes,
together,
Lord,
here together one more night, Lord. We are in the land of the living, and we give you praise, honor, and
hallelujah,
glory. And even as we are about to go, Lord, Jesus, I declare and decree, Jesus, that we will not leave as we came, in the name of Jesus. We shall be edified. Oh, God Almighty, the word of God shall be planted in our hearts, Lord, that even,
yes,
as,
Lord,
our physical life, Lord, we have a Pharaoh, mighty God, who wants to scare us. But we thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you that you,
hallelujah,
died. We thank you that you came to save us and to deliver us, Lord. We thank you that you'll raise up a Moses, or a group of Moses, mighty God, to go to,
hallelujah,
Pharaoh and say, let my people go. And when he insists on being stubborn, mighty God, hallelujah, we will show your power, mighty God, in the name of Jesus. Lord,
yes,
I want to thank you, Lord God Almighty, for your words of comfort, your word that comes to bring us hope. Oh, God Almighty, in
thank
a life
you,
full of adversities, in a life full of uncertainties, Lord, many of us as believers, we are, our faith is fainting. Oh, God Almighty,
oh,
hallelujah.
God.
We are afraid. We are,
hallelujah,
walking in fear, mighty God, fear of the unknown. But today, Lord God Almighty, tonight I thank you that everything is known unto you, Lord.
Jesus,
we know not,
Jesus,
what the future holds, but we know who holds the future. And it's a secret,
Jesus,
that is known unto you. And you have that power,
hallelujah,
and you have that authority right here, even in this time, in this season, mighty God, because,
yes,
you are,
Lord,
the God who changeth not. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we just want to give you,
hallelujah,
praise. Thank you, Lord God Almighty, for inspiring Brother Scott, oh God Almighty, to create this platform, a place where we can,
Jesus,
come and learn,
Jesus,
and be edified and feed our spirit, Lord. There are so many restaurants around us. Everywhere we go, there's a restaurant,
God,
mighty God. We're going on dates. We're going to parties. There's food everywhere to feed our physical body. But,
Jesus,
Lord God,
Christ,
it's so lacking, oh God Almighty, for us to get the word to feed our spirits, mighty God. Even when we go to church, sometimes it's so hard to get that food, mighty God, a holy food, because your word is being sugar-coated, mighty God.
Jesus,
we're adjusting,
Christ,
hallelujah, and editing your word to fit in our circumstances, Lord. But we know that you are,
God,
holy. We know that you are righteous, and so we,
yes,
thank,
Lord,
you. Thank you for pouring into him, and I pray, Holy
thank
Spirit
you,
of the
Jesus,
living God, that you will find him now, and you'll give him a deeper level of understanding,
hallelujah,
of the word, oh God,
yes,
a deeper,
Lord,
way of interpreting it, Lord,
yes,
so that when,
Lord,
he shares it with your people, Lord, we will understand.
You,
it will come with clarity, and it will come
the
with
name,
power,
yes,
and
Lord,
we will hold on to it, Lord,
thank
and we will feast on it, Lord, and we will grow, mighty God, and bear fruits,
yes,
in the name,
God,
of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, God Almighty,
you,
for a deeper level of understanding. Understanding and knowledge through your word, oh God, that Brother Scott will not understand where he learned it. Mighty God, whatever
God,
he learned at school will not be compared to what you will
Jesus
do in his
Christ
mind, oh God Almighty. And as he does it,
hallelujah,
Lord, hallelujah, Jesus, disciples that he's creating through your word, Lord, we will,
yes,
also,
Lord,
be edified in such a manner that when he needs
thank
a word,
you,
we will have a word on our tongue to speak into his life. And to speak into each other's life. I will not just have the word to speak. We will live in the word. We will walk in it, mighty God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I just want to give
you
praise tonight for your healing, Lord God Almighty. As you open the scripture, Lord, from Jeremiah 1, you said, I have this day set over the nation and over kingdoms to root out and to pull down.
Oh,
and it
God.
Is through your
Thank
word,
you,
mighty God, that we're able to do so. So when we come, Lord God, help us not to be distracted, but help us
oh,
to
God.
Get what
Thank
we
you,
need
Jesus.
To come here to get, Lord, and hold on to it and grasp it, Lord. Keep our memories intact, oh God. Hallelujah. Let us write oh, the yes. words. Let us collect them and the stories
Hallelujah.
And the principles and everything that we're learning and write them on the tablets of Lord. Our hearts, Lord. God Almighty,
yes,
so
Lord.
That in the days of adversity, we will remember. I just want to tell
Hallelujah.
You, thanks for doing it for this, Brother Scott. And I want to thank you, Lord
Hallelujah.
God Almighty. Hallelujah, for deeper levels, hallelujah, higher heights,
Thank
mighty
God,
God
yes.
and deeper depth in the realm
yes,
of the
Lord.
Spirit,
the
mighty God. You will sanctify
Jesus.
His song right now, Lord. You will
Lord,
renew
Jesus.
His mind, oh God Almighty.
You,
you will draw him by your Spirit, oh mighty
yes,
God, and everything
Jesus.
That tries to hinder
Thank
him,
you,
hallelujah,
Jesus.
In this ministry, Lord God, I command it to be bound
hallelujah.
In the name of
hallelujah.
Jesus,
hallelujah.
Because you have given
Jesus.
Me the authority, Lord God, here on earth, that whatever I bind on earth is
yes,
bound
Lord.
In heaven, and whatever I loose on earth is loose in heaven. Every distraction,
Hallelujah.
Mighty
Thank
God,
you,
will go in the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
And when we come, Lord, even though we come for Bible studies, Father God, let us
oh,
be on
God.
One accord, so that when
yes,
your Holy
Lord.
Spirit shows
the
up, mighty God,
Hallelujah.
Jesus, Hallelujah, we will be. So much,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Mighty God, that the Holy Spirit will come. Mighty God, so
yes.
we come for Bible study,
Hallelujah.
But you will come to fill
Jesus.
Our hearts. You will come to fill
Hallelujah.
Us with your anointing. You come to fill us
Hallelujah.
With power, mighty God, to go forth in the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Lord,
Lord God Almighty, I just want to thank you for Sister Heather's surgery.
Jesus.
Lord God Almighty, I'm not sure if his surgery is about to be done or it's already done. But Lord God Almighty, I know that you can and you will.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, I don't want to come here with fancy words tonight. I want to extend my faith, oh God, believing that
yes,
you
Lord.
Are the healer. You are the balm in Gilead. And there is nothing
yes,
that you cannot do.
Hallelujah.
Father God, I thank you for your healing power
Hallelujah.
Tonight. In the
yes,
name of
Lord,
Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Jesus.
I thank you, oh God Almighty, as we lift our faith to you. That healing mm-hmm. shall break forth. And when Sister
yes,
Heather
Lord,
is completely
Jesus.
Healed and delivered, mighty God, she will be, hallelujah, a testimony to build the kingdom
Jesus.
Of heaven, Lord God Almighty.
Thank you,
mighty
God.
Life
yes, Lord.
Will be transformed. Hallelujah. Even doctors will be saved. Nurses will
yes,
be saved.
Lord.
Yes,
through this experience. And I tell you, thanks for doing it. Remember, yes. Sister Bright's knees, oh God Almighty. You're the one who created knees. You created arms and limbs, mighty God.
Yes,
you have
Lord.
The power to heal. You have the power to put them back in place. You have the power to repair and restructure, oh God Almighty. And I thank you, Lord God Almighty, that whatever is happening
Hallelujah.
In her need, mighty God, your blood, your transformative blood, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
will bring
Lord.
Divine healing. Mighty God, you will put joints back together in place. God Almighty, if
yes,
ligaments
yes.
are worn out, mighty God, you will put ligaments back into place.
Yes,
Father
yes,
God,
Lord.
Whatever is happening, oh God, in the knee area, you, oh God Almighty, can do
yes.
it. And we
yes.
thank you for your miraculous power tonight that will
Hallelujah.
Manifest that Sister Bright will come and testify that through the power
yes,
of the Holy Spirit, I am healed in the name of
yes.
Jesus.
Name
Hallelujah.
Of
cause
Hallelujah.
Her to believe by faith, Lord. Cause her to hold on to the hem of your garment, mighty God. And receive her healing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, you know about Elder Edwards. You know her life,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
You know the plan and you know the purpose for which you have called
Jesus.
Her. And you have called her for
yes,
such
Lord.
A time like this, mighty God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Sometimes when Esther, mighty God, was in the palace, she did not understand her role without Mr. Ark or Uncle Mordecai. Hallelujah, Jesus. Telling her that who knows you're in this place for such a time as this. That
Hallelujah.
When she recognized her purpose, Lord God Almighty, and when she recognized she received it with everything that she had, and she went to you, Lord God Almighty. Tonight I pray that the same anointing will fall upon your daughter, Elder Edwards.
Hallelujah.
And she will decide and be determined to say, if I perish, I perish. But she will go into fast, she will call her fast, and she will do what she has to do, Lord. And you will anoint her with the boldness and the courage that she needs to go forward in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that her Mordecai has risen in the name of Jesus tonight to cause her to recognize, hallelujah, her purpose in you, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come into agreement tonight that her spiritual eyes are open wide in the name of Jesus, in the realm of the Spirit. Her ears are open wide to listen, hallelujah. Her mouth is anointed to speak. She's ready to go into the King. Mighty God, knowing that she has a Savior who is able to keep her, Lord God Almighty. And I give you thanks for doing it. Thank you for anointing her afresh, oh God. Anoint her to go in the name of Jesus. Anoint her with boldness and courage in the name of Jesus. Continue to cover us all on this platform, Lord God Almighty. Help us not to be excited about the word tonight. And we go out and the Satan plan for us and say, watch me and you tonight. And then we forget. And then we cry. And then we fall on our knees, Lord. We don't want to be the seed that just grow up and then the sun come and scorch us up. We want to be, hallelujah, the seed. We want the word of God to be planted in our hearts in so much as it grows. So when the sun comes, we are still growing. And when the wind comes, we are still growing, mighty God. Lord. And we are bringing forth fruit in its season, Lord. And in our old age, we are flourishing and bringing fruit, mighty God, in the name of Jesus. So that the word, O God Almighty, fix our hearts, transform our hearts tonight. Let the word of God, hallelujah, build character and help us to be more like you. Let the word of God, hallelujah, help us to understand your grace and draw near unto you while you may be found. Continue to forgive us and bless us as we go, Lord God. Hide us underneath your blood. Keep us, oh God, our families and those attached to us, Lord, and everything else attached to us. Continue to bless this platform. Continue to bless our phones and our devices that we can meet again next week in your presence. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. And amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, mighty God. Hallelujah.